brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m., but definitely not 4 a.m.
No, definitely not.
No, it's much better. Like Creature Features on at 4 a.m.
Exactly.
So,
really, are you sure it's just not Pornhub, Bob? It's Pornhub at 4
in your house. Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. You twisted little monkey, you. Well, this is a 1 hour show that is somewhat mildly entertaining for about 27 minutes on a good
We're
day.
We're going for 28 today.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. You can try all you want. It's not going to happen.
We don't have Brent. It could happen.
I doubt it.
No, it's more entertaining. We give Brent Isla Scotch. That's the most entertaining.
Oh, yeah, it's fun to True. Watch him freak.
But that's a 30-second wash my mouth out entertainment.
Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are our good old gal Denise.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for inviting me to drink wine in the wee hours of the morning.
And Made Man Maury.
Good morning, Bob. I love the Bacchus theme in the basement today.
And good old boy Harmeet.
Pardon me, Bob. I'm still getting the grape skins from between my toes.
Ugh.
Fresh wine. I anything, only want the fresh wine.
Anything that
where's
comes.
This, where's the sound effect?
Bring us some fresh wine. No more of this old stuff.
Is that what you want?
That's exactly wine and toe cheese.
Oh. Yeah. I've seen him. I've seen his feet before. It's a nightmare, man. I mean, it's the kind of things that like you ever see Saw. Yeah, that's like that Mary Poppins. Compared
well, the boy
to
doesn't
him
wear shoes. What do you expect?
That's my wife who doesn't wear shoes. Yeah. Believe me, I can't get her. I can't take her anywhere.
Well, it's that whole Alabama thing.
I know. I
so you know. Woo! What do you want?
She's teaching my daughter. I think since school ended, I don't think my daughter's had a pair of shoes on. It's horrible.
Don't look at me. I can't help you with it. Well, we're going to be doing a Sips episode today, and our Sips episodes are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee, and today's show is going to be a wine show.
Wine is sunlight held together by water.
God, I miss that, man. I could listen to read the phone book. I mean, he's Hans Gruber. I mean, what more do you want? I mean, forget Voldemort and all that other stuff. I mean, he's Hans Gruber. And he did Bottle Shock. Come on. Well, here are the wines we're going to be tasting today. We've got from Skyside, we have the Skyside Red Blend 2018. We have the Skyside Cabernet Sauvignon 2018. And from Dow, we have Pessimist 2019, the Dow Discovery Collection Cabernet Sauvignon 2019, the Dow Reserve Cabernet 2019, and Dow Bodyguard 2018. And last but not least, we have the Terrazas de los Andes Reserva High Altitude Vineyard Malbec 2018. So we're going to ask Denise to tell us all about our signature sounds that we use to rate these lovely wines.
You got it. Number one, give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
It's been forever since you've done these, Denise. It's one sip.
One sip.
Yeah.
What did I say? Number one?
You said number one.
Well, because I'm number one.
Because you are number one, it's true.
But number one is really not number one.
What is it?
Well, it's definitely not number two.
All right, so let's go.
I know the difference between those.
I'm not sure where this is going. But
me either.
Just because we got the doctor down there, he's going to tell us.
But that implies it's the best. Our number one is one sip is actually the opposite.
Worst. Yeah.
The
worst. Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
All right, well, moving on.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Well, maybe it was the whole Pornhub discussion, but I'm going to divulge something.
Oh, no.
Your wife said.
Hey, stop mentioning. The they're not paying for ads, okay?
Off the air, Denise goes, it's only kinky the first time.
All right. Moving
That's
on.
That's an old expression.
I've never heard that one.
Really?
I'm going to have to use that on my wife.
Yeah, that's a perfect one.
It's perfect. Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
3 sips. Interesting. What was that again?
Interesting.
4 sips. Let's keep this a secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
Oh, that was sexy. That was good.
She's getting sexy with the mic now.
It's all that,
more wine.
All that, yeah, it's all that Pornhub talk. Yeah.
5 sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Okay, ready, Maury? Sound you've never heard?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yes. Don't feel bad. I've never heard it either.
I'll have what she's having.
All right, so let's go to our first wine, and we're going to have Harm tell us all about that one.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Number one.
You're welcome.
Harm, we're doing number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Nice. Number nine.
So, Dow.
Beatles fan.
We didn't have a really big blurb about Dow, but
it's not Dow. What are you talking about?
Skyside.
Skyside is by Dow, isn't it?
No.
Are you sure?
Maybe you want me to read this one for you?
Have I been drinking too much?
Second page of
or
the
not
script.
Enough.
Skyside.
Sonoma Coast. No, it's right. You're right. Oh, wow. Whatever, man. So our first wine is the Skyside Red Blend. So Skyside sources its fruit from 5 counties that make up the North Coast Appalachian, including Mendocino, whatever, man.
Rhymes with casino.
This is a guy that owns a wine store, right? Okay, never mind.
I don't buy wine from Mendocino. Oh, Sonoma Lake, Solana, and Napa Valley. The head winemaker, Ann Dempsey, can trace her roots in the business back to her Tuscan grandfather, who started his U.S. wine business in the 1920s. And our first wine is the Skyside Red Blend 2018, aged 10 months and 30% new French oak, 13.5 ABV. It's 43% Merlot, 39% Syrah, 14% Cabernet Sauvignon, 3% Malbec, 1% Petite Syrah. Winemaking begins in the vineyard, with each block carefully framed and farmed and harvested.
Wow.
Yeah. It's that television.
You want these glasses about? Here?
My glasses are over there. Yeah. I took them off long ago.
Put them on.
No, can't do this. So this, I've got my wine goggles on now. So anyway, each block is carefully farmed and harvested in the cool morning hours, and then fermented on skin for 14 to 18 days, separated by lot, and then there's pump over for 1 to 2 times daily. So I like the fact that they age each lot separately than do their blending, not just dump everything into a big blending vat, all the grapes.
And you like the pump over, I'm assuming.
This is not that kind of show.
You usually have to pay extra for that.
I know, but we know how we're Harm things.
In Subic Bay, I can tell you, it. Never mind.
Okay. The color of this wine, it's a slightly translucent ruby. You can see my fingers through it. It is nice on the nose. I let this one breathe. Did you guys aerate this at all? I aerated this one. But red currant and plum.
Did the aeration help?
The aeration didn't make this a lot better. There's a little bit of plum here. There's some spiciness to it. I'm reapproaching it now. It's kind of warm. And on the palate, some high acidity up front, but it's backed up with some nice oak, subtle oak. It's not more than it's got high acidity with a little bit of fruit, nice oak, and a little bit of chocolate and tiny amount of grip. And the finish is medium to short to medium. It's a great introductory red for everyday drinking. What do you think, Denise?
I like it. It's pleasant. I think that it could appeal to a lot of different palates. I get a lot of fruit on the nose. I really didn't get any of the chocolate, but I definitely got the oak. And you're right, it's a subtle oak.
I don't think that I got a lot of the fruit. It's just, to me, it's like kind of muddled. It's not. I couldn't pick out what fruit.
I can't identify the fruit, but it's fruity. So I can't tell you that it's dark cherry or blackberry or boysenberry for that matter. But I do get the fruit. I get the subtle oak. It's really light and pleasant on the palate. And on the finish for me, I thought it was really short, but it's really interesting because it lingers in the back of my throat. So I don't get a lot of finish you know, on the tongue or the whole mouthfeel, but right in the back of the throat, it just sort of sits there. Kind of interesting. That's and nice.
I think that I feel I associate that with the oak.
Tonsillitis or okay.
The oak.
Yeah.
Well, tonsillitis could be another one.
No. But it's nice. I like it. It's pleasant enough. Maury, you're just sort of staring off into space. How's it going?
No, I'm
over
waiting
there?
For you to finish.
I'm done.
Your words of wisdom. I would have to agree with you, Denise. Oh. I think that...
Oh, hold on.
That'll never happen again.
You're recording this, right, yeah. Bob? Okay, great.
It was somewhat one note for me. It was pleasant. There was nothing off-putting.
And usually
was,
she's waiting for him to finish.
There were no flaws. I thought, you know, it could be a nice poolside all-day quaffing wine. It's got a little bit of acid. It's got a little bit of backbone. It's got a little bit of soft tannin. It's got a little bit of fruit. It's got something for everyone. Exactly. Finish, I agree with you, is short. And yeah, I think it's that oak that kind of lingers in the throat, gives you that little right in the back of your throat. And very pleasant wine.
I'm a nurse. That's called post-nasal drip, but that's okay too.
Never heard that
it could be oak.
Term used. I've heard some fancy words
talks
used.
About his drip. That's not what he's talking
about.
I'll
tell my patients. Oh my, it's just the oak.
Yeah. I've heard some fancy words used rating wine. That's a term I've never heard used before. Yeah, I mean, it's got a very pleasant nose, very fruity. Like you said, Denise, I can't point and go, okay, there's cherry or there's this. It's just sort of a generic fruity nose. Harm's on it right when he said it was, you know, sort of a warm flavor to it. I don't pick up any of the cocoa that they have in their tasting notes.
Neither did I.
You know, maybe I'm just missing it, but you know, on the palate, it's got a nice feel.
No, I don't smell it at all, but I taste it at the very end, right before the finish goes up.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I've already moved on to the next
yeah,
wine.
Yeah, it's got a nice acidity to it. It's a little bit high in acid, but very nice. And we're going to rate the Skyside Red Blend 2 sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back. We just finished tasting the Skyside Red Blend 2018. We gave that 2 sips, and we're going to be moving on to our next wine. We're going to have Denise tell us all about that one.
Okay, perfect. So this is the Skyside Cabernet Sauvignon 2018. It's aged for 10 months in 35% new French oak, 94% Cabernet Sauvignon, 5.5% Merlot, and 0.5% Cabernet Franc. The grapes are fermented on skins for 18 to 21 days, separated by lot and Hermite. It's a pump over 1 to 2 times daily, coming in at 13.8% ABV. So I would have to say that the color of this is, I can't remember how you described the last one, like a...
I said slightly translucent ruby.
Slightly translucent ruby.
This is not that.
No, this is a little deeper.
This is intensely opaque.
Yeah, it's a lot deeper.
Right?
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm comparing them. I mean, I guess if I look at the other glasses.
This is definitely opaque garnet.
It's beautiful, though. Lovely to look at. On the palate, or rather on the nose. Let me do on the nose first. It's got the deep plum. So they describe it as plum, but I would really like to add that for me, it's a deep plum, some blueberry, and I thought it was the nose itself was really pleasant and inviting. And I always like that. I do get some of the floral notes on the nose. And... some spices and a tiny bit of chocolate, maybe mocha, but not a whole lot. It's not one thing that is overpowering or overbearing on the nose. And on the palate, I really thought it was really simple. the fruits, they're dark, they're deep. And I get a lot more chocolate, though, on the palate with this one. The tannins are nice. So, you want to jump in, Maury? I see you. You can't hold back. Do it.
No, no, finish your thought.
No, no, don't let her finish, Maury. Why would this be any different from any other day?
That's true. Well, you're right. It has more complexity. It has more chocolate and dark fruits. It's definitely got more tannin. It's got a little more structure. It's got more tannin, less acidity, I think, than the previous wine.
Yes.
It is a little one note for me on the palate. It's definitely a very quick, short finish. I don't get that linger even in the throat either. Again, pleasant, nice, no flaws, well made. Just a little on the simple side.
Right, right. But very nice to have because, you know, if you have a deep cellar and you have some really big, bold wines, especially Cabernets, you know, not all of your guests are really ready for that. So something like this, you really need to have on hand so that, you know, you can appeal to everybody. And this is one of those really simple, easy drinking, very pleasant, not off-putting. Finish was a little short, but that's okay.
But I do think it benefited from some air. It was definitely much more closed when we first opened the bottle.
Yeah.
And now we're in the glass. This really helped it.
Right.
I aerated mine, and I think this one stood up to the aeration using a Venturi. We're talking about... Look, I agree with what you guys were saying, but to me, it's not quite varietally correct for Cabernet.
Okay.
It's a little bit off for like regular... I mean, I know it's 94% cab. It should smell more like a cab to me. There's a... I mean, what is correct, though, I do get that violet note. I do get some pencil lead. I do get some menthol as it's breathing. And the plum is there. But then there's that blueberry to me. Blueberry and cab don't really go together.
But the blueberry's there.
Yeah, the blueberry's there.
But I get a little bit of graphite. I think the graphite does kind of imply.
That's definitely a cab thing. Yeah, no. I'm not. It's just a little bit off for what I was expecting. For the nose, but on the palate,
damn, Cabernet
this is
group,
pleasant. It's pleasing.
Grapes, they didn't follow the varietal correctness code.
Not everything is textbook perfect, but and frankly, right. If everything were textbook perfect, that would be boring.
Correct. True. That's so. True.
That's what she said.
Wow. But it's nice, right?
Yeah, and as it's sat in the glass, it's gotten better.
Oh, yeah.
This has got enough backbone. And at this price range where I think we're sub 20, I think, I wouldn't expect this much backbone on a wine like this. It's actually quite nice.
Yeah. It's just like the last one, a very good everyday drinker.
Mm-hmm. I think it improved, though, in the glass considerably.
Oh, it definitely improved.
And anybody else get menthol?
More structure.
Yes.
Yeah, a little hint.
Not too much.
Eucalyptus, menthol, kind of on the way.
Maybe
back.
It's more eucalyptus than menthol.
Yeah, nice, though.
No, it's got some nice structure to it, especially for a wine in its price range. You know, it's, I think it's, you know, well put together. I think they've done a very good job with it. And again, for the price point, you can't beat it. It's definitely a step up from the regular red blend. So we're going to be rating the Skyside Cabernet Sauvignon 2018 three sips.
Interesting.
So we're going to move on to our next winery, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that.
Thank you, Bob. The Dow Family Estates is a family-owned and operated winery situated on a 212-acre hilltop estate in the Adelaida district of Paso Robles. Their geology, favorable microclimate, and high elevation were once described by renowned California winemaker Andre Telesheff as a jewel of ecological elements, quote-unquote. Dow's goal is to make unique fine wines that honestly and accurately reflect the potential of the estate and to craft Bordeaux-style wines that combine old-world tradition with new-world techniques. Okay.
How do you say that name?
Which
one?
Chilestrichev.
I say it Andre. I don't even try the last one.
Yeah, Chilestrichev. Yeah.
The first wine will be The Pessimist by Dow, 2019. It's 73% Petite Syrah, 14% Zinfandel, 12% Syrah, 1% Grenache, and it comes in at 15.2% ABV. Woo! Now, as for the color, it's not quite as opaque as the previous wine, and yet not quite as translucent as the very first Skyside wine. So, again, a medium... garnety, slightly translucent garnet color. On the nose, you're definitely getting more fruit, black fruits, black raspberry, currant, cherry, a little bit of plum.
As this sat, this got better too.
Yes, it did get better. And there's at the end, there's some trailing sense of some earthiness. Maybe a little bit of mushroom, a little bit of dark chocolate at the very, very end. Maybe even a little hint of leather or tobacco. On the palate, it's bright. It's got vibrant flavors.
Definitely, I don't find it that bright.
No, I've had brighter.
When people describe wine and bright, I expect more acidity.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's definitely got some cherry, some cranberry, some plum and raspberry. It's got a nice texture. It's got moderate tannins. It's got a reasonable finish, I would say moderate or medium, with a hint of dark fruit. I think it's a nice wine. It's well done. I think some of the other stuff from Dow we've had is as good or better, but I think this is a nice effort and a nice price point. Denise?
I would agree with, well, first and foremost, I agree with Harmeet. When I see bright and vibrant, that it's not this wine. And that's okay, because I actually would describe this as soft and sweet. And on that,
sweet,
yeah, on the palate.
I understand why he said bright, because what he's describing is those red fruits,
mm-hmm.
but the acidity is not there,
right?
Which is fine. This wine is not built like that,
right? I mean, for me, on the nose, I thought it was very earthy.
It smells sweeter now as it's sat.
Yeah, but on the nose for me, it was very earthy, and at the very end, on the nose, I thought it was really soft and powdery, and I kept going back to like, why is that soft and powdery? First, I'm getting this real big earthy mushroom sort of on the nose, but then it finishes with this sort of soft powdery finish on the nose. And on the palate for me, sweet again and soft. I do get a hint of like this tart cranberry. It is silky in texture. The finish was nice. It wasn't this powerful long finish, but the finish is pleasant enough. And I thought this was a really pleasant wine.
And yeah,
Bob is still sipping on
Bob
his.
We're waiting for
He's
Bob
thinking,
to say,
oh boy.
I'll just jump in. anyway, so I've had Pessimist before. A disclaimer, I sell the hell out of this wine. It moves. I've had the 17 and 18 most recently. It's the first time I'm tasting the 19. And it didn't seem to stand up to the older vintages. But as it sits in the glass, I think maybe it just needs more bottle time. As it sits in the glass, it's getting better and better. And I aerated this one as well. I did do Venturi on it. And it just needs some time. It's just still young. The 18 is drinking much better than this right now. But as this one goes, it's building. Denise was talking about the mushroomy, earthy flavors. I get that a lot.
I got it more on the nose.
The very first thing I got was like an explosion of blueberries when I first poured it. That's gone away. And now we're getting more black fruit. And it's got a hint of like sweet. I mean, we keep saying the word sweet, mm-hmm. but let me be clear. This is a dry red wine.
Yeah,
thank
there's
you,
no sugar.
Because it's not
yes.
sweet.
No, it's on the nose. It fools you.
Yes.
It's like if somebody ever made you like a really sweet Cuban cafe, just
filled I'll give
with sugar.
You that. Mm-hmm. If you let it sit and come back to it, the nose
it's
definitely has a
it's sweet a coffee. Sweet,
yeah.
It's like somebody put way too much sugar in your coffee, and it's got that mocha coffee thing going on, a little chocolate. Little caramel almost or toffee, but that goes away. It's just this wine needs time to integrate, and based on previous vintages, I'm very hopeful for this wine, but right now it's still a bit young as a 2019. I think I liked it more than you did, actually, Denise and Maury, but
right.
When we talked about it earlier.
But it has changed dramatically.
You were pretty down on it at first compared to the older vintages of the
Pessimist. Yeah, but the thing is, I was expecting more from it because I was colored by my previous, my impressions were colored by my previous
colored,
experience.
I know you're colored, but unlike you, I don't see color.
Let's leave skin color out of it.
Yeah. All right, no, you should see color and acknowledge the struggle, but whatever. We'll talk about this later.
Well, I don't know. This wine's not really struggling, so I don't know what I'm
No, the wine's not struggling.
No.
The wine just needs time. And I think it benefits. I think the Venturi was not enough. It needed mm-hmm. Venturi plus time. And that tells me this bottle's got several more years to develop.
It needs some time to sit. It definitely needs some time to sit. It's still very close.
But at that price point, people want to walk in, open it, pop the cork, and drink it.
$20 retail, I've been selling this every day, all day. And once a year, I think we get it below that in the store. But for that, it's a powerhouse for that point price point. But again, it took a lot longer to open up than I thought it would. So I'm very hopeful for this wine in the future. But right now, so young.
Yeah. I mean, it's well put
together. I'm more pessimistic about the pessimist.
I know. I like it. I like it a lot more than both of you.
No, it's the nose has completely changed with time.
Mm-hmm.
And the palate is still there. So.
And it's got, and you, Denise, you said medium finish. It's on the verge of long.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I found it short to medium.
That's the difference between men and women. Mm-hmm. So, right there.
Long and short.
But that's fine on the finish.
All right, right in the toilet we go. So, we're going to be rating.
Is that kind of like this much?
We're going to be rating the.
I had wine in my mouth when she said that. I almost sprayed the microphone.
Yeah. The Dow Discovery Collection Cabernet Sauvignon 2019. Well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
I think it deserves more.
Weren't we talking about the pessimist?
Yes.
Was it pessimist?
Yes. Bob read the Discovery Collection.
Yeah, Bob doesn't know where he is. He's been drinking too much. We're talking about pessimist. Oh.
That was the pessimist we gave three sips.
That was the pessimist.
I think it deserves four, but whatever.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't
care. Pessimist is three sips. Yeah.
You guys are the pessimists. You are the pessimist.
Now, on to Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, please tell us about the Discovery Collection Cabernet Sauvignon. Yep.
Trying to keep up here.
I think he wants us to move faster.
So let's see here. The Discovery Collection Cabernet Sauvignon 2019 is aged in barrel for 10 months. 60% new French oak, 14.5% ABV. The 2019 growing season produced possibly the greatest vintage in Paso Robles that they've ever had. Winter rains were followed by moderate temperatures through the summer, allowing for extended hang time and ultimately yielding to the late harvest to date. On the color, it's got a real nice garnet to it. I think the pessimist was a little bit darker, but it's got a real nice...
I can't tell, my glass is empty.
It's got a real nice rim. It's got a nice glow to it. Let's see, on the palate. It's got a lovely palate. A little bit, again, a dry wine, but a little bit fooling you on the sweet side. Cherries, it's got some really nice tannin to it. Got a great mouthfeel. Get it on the tongue, get it on the teeth. On the nose, definitely a lot of blackberry. I'm picking up cherry. They have...
boysenberry.
They have pencil lead in their notes, and I think they're dead on with that. I definitely pick that out.
It's definitely boysenberry and pencil lead. There you go.
Yeah, that minerality to it. That graphite-y minerality to it. I don't get the menthol. Do you get any menthol in it?
I really don't. Got it.
You did? Oh, that's awesome.
You don't?
No, I just get a lot of herbal notes.
No, there was more menthol in the sky side, but it's there. It's right at the end.
I'm going to have to keep going back to that.
No, it comes out.
No, it's very nice, though. What do you think, Maury?
Well, I would agree with a lot of what you said, Bob. I think it's got a nice fruity nose. I'm definitely getting the boysenberry and the cherry and black cherry, and as well as some of those dried herbal flavors and things. It's a nice wine. It's a completely different style than the previous one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
We're talking about varietal correctness. This is varietally correct.
Yeah.
Huge hit of cassis.
You know, I was thinking it tastes a little bit more like a Merlot varietal. I was thinking it's not
really
so varietally correct for Cabernet. I was going to bring that up. You think this tastes
more like Merlot? I think there's something wrong with your...
And if they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving.
pleasant, medium finish. Again, tannins are nice.
This is Paso Robles Cabernet, not Napa Valley.
Right. Well, like I said, for me, it was reminiscent of Merlot.
Really?
What'd you think?
No, not reminiscent of Merlot. Not for me. But that's okay. It's pretty simple across the board. You get the dark cherry. You get the nice tannins. I get a lot of herbal notes on the nose. And I also get, herbal notes on the palate. And I love that. So You know, when I can pick up some herbs or some floral notes, either on the nose or palate, that's exciting for me. And I love the finish. It's nice. It's medium to long, actually. The longer it sits in the glass and the more air it gets, it just gets better and the finish gets nicer as well.
Yeah, the finish definitely.
This is another sub $30 cab that tastes like much more expensive wine to me.
Yeah.
I really enjoy this one. I know we're not supposed to talk about wine prices on the show, but whatever. I'm a retailer, man. I'm retailing.
That's what you do.
But no, I think it's a value. This wine, look at it. More varietally correct. That blackberry, the cassis, a little leather on the finish of all that oak.
I think it's the tannins that would move me away from the Merlot, Maury, but...
To me, Merlot has more plum and vanilla, mm-hmm. and this doesn't have that. And Merlot tends to be more floral, I think. This is less floral.
I got some floral out of this.
I'm not saying there's no floral notes, but this is more herbal.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
And the menthol on the finish just pegs it as cab. I really enjoy this wine. I mean, for the price, let's do this every day. Good everyday Cabernet. These Dow brothers, George, I can't remember the other name. Oh, there's these two Lebanese brothers.
Curly.
Curly. Let's go with Herb.
Yeah. Shemp.
They really elevated Paso's wine game. I think they did a great job with this.
Well, there's some really great stuff coming out of Paso Robles.
Yeah, there is now.
Yeah, there is now.
These were in the 80s.
Yeah. But back in the day, it was not thought of, you know, in some of the higher circles that it is today. So
climate change has a little bit to do with that too. The weather's changing and the climate's changing, and they've
I don't know, everybody complains about climate change. I don't know, the wine seems to be getting better. I'm not really worried about it.
We're gonna have some really horrible climate in France, the destroying Bordeaux soon. So
really,
yeah,
you think
it's happening?
Okay,
well, we're gonna be rating the Dow Cab 3 sips.
Interesting.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished discussing the Dow Discovery Collection Cabernet Sauvignon 2019. Gave it a well-deserved 3 sips. Great wine. So we're going to move on to our next wine from the folks at Dow. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bob. Our next wine is the Dow Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon 2019, aged 15 months and 50% French, new French oak, 14.7% ABV. The 2018 was an extremely long season with a good amount of rain, which gave way to later bud break in April. The weather remained steady from spring through June, followed by a long heat wave that fortunately did not affect the quality of the grapes due to the fact that it was before the start of the Verizon. The cooling trend ensued for the rest of the season right after the heat wave, prolonging the hang time and leading into harvest, resulting in deep color and concentration. And speaking of color and concentration, this is an intense opaque garnet, verging on purple. The nose, after sitting during the show, it's gotten more floral. At first, it was more dark chocolate and blackberry. Now I'm getting all these floral notes, violets coming out of this glass.
Yes, sir. There they are.
Yeah.
Front and center.
Violets.
Beautiful.
And, I gotta just keep smelling this. Man, you know, I was about to get up and go get some blue cheese, but then someone didn't give us enough time in the break.
So, well, maybe that someone can deliver some blue cheese to you.
I see that someone over there. I need to pair this.
And he offered up a little sign language for you.
Yeah, I saw that. Are you saying I'm number one? There was only one finger up. Thank you, sir. The cheese platter arrives.
I agree, Harmeet. You could smell this all day long.
The cheese got here. As soon as Harm walked in the door, the cheese was here.
Yeah. I mean, there were some tasting notes that talk about the blackberries, but I don't know if it's because I recently went blueberry picking, but I get a lot of blueberries and a lot of violets.
I disagree with you completely on the blueberries, Denise, but the violets were there. I agree with you. It's all blackberry and then a little black cherry.
No, the violets are there. But I get more blue over black.
Black cherry, cassis. I mean, they have blueberry on their notes for palate, but I don't get the blueberry. I just don't get it. And I don't get raspberry either. It's darker fruit. Well, blueberry is a darker fruit, but to me it's more black. And there's lots of toasty note from the barrel aging, a little graphite. I thought the other one, there was more graphite in their Discovery series than the Reserve. And there's like a hint of black pepper on the end of the finish, like freshly cracked black pepper. It's got a long finish. I really enjoy this wine. I really do. And I really want to try it with some cheese and crackers because I've already taken my tasting notes. So I can now, defile my palate with palate coating cheese. I don't say defile, but really that's the wrong verb.
Yeah. The finish, it's not short. I wished it were a little bit longer because I just think that the nose and the palate are really interesting and beautiful. But I'll take the shorter finish any day to have that nice mouthfeel.
Look at Maury smiling. I wonder why.
Oh, there we go with the finish again.
or the
mouthfeel.
You
know,
I'm going to be contradictory to you guys.
That's where we got kicked off NPR. Okay.
Right. I really like this wine. I think this wine is delicious. I do think it took a little longer to open up. It is a reserve. They tend to need a little more air, a little more bottle time, a little more decanting time.
Well, look, both of these vintages are 2019, and I think they're still young.
Yes, it's young.
They're way young.
It's young. But I think it's a great wine. I think it's a fantastic wine. It's a better wine than anything we've had.
What kind of blue cheese is this, Bob? Not that the people listening care. What is this?
Blue cheese.
It's a good
one. It's blue.
Yeah, it's blue. So as I was saying, I think this wine will evolve and will continue to evolve and improve with age. It definitely improved during the time we had it in the glass with a little aeration. Definitely helped it. It's structured. It's a reserve. It's got plenty of tannins. It's going to go for the long haul. It's got definitely the violet floral nose. I think the nose is really interesting. It's one of the more interesting Cabernet noses I've had the pleasure of smelling in quite some time. I think it's a beautiful wine. I really liked it. So far, it's the best thing that I've seen all day with regard to Cab. I think it's varietally correct. I think it's a beautiful wine.
I just want to describe the interplay going on here. It was like, as Maury's was fading out because he was looking at his notes and talking to the paper floor. Talking to the floor instead of his microphone.
Yep.
The expressions on Bob's faces. We need to be on YouTube because the rage and apoplexy that's on the
microphone.
Bob
can be in front of you.
Yeah. Talk into it. He turned two shades redder than he is now.
I'm going to buy Bob a Nerf gun and he can load that baby up with darts and then that'll take care of that. That'll get your attention.
Oh, that's paintball. Great.
It's not because I've been drinking. This is just entertaining even when you're sober.
Pass the cheese, would you?
Well, that's big. It's because
either pass it or cut it.
Oh, like. I'll put some cheese on a cracker for you.
What'd you think of the Reserve Cab, Mr. Bob?
I thought it was excellent. I thought it was really, really
closer
well
to the mic,
together.
Bob. I can't hear you.
Can you speak up? Clear your throat.
It's definitely got some berries to it.
Anything but blue.
It's got a great mouthfeel. It's got some, really nice tannin to it. I don't think the tannin is as big as on the last one we did, but very well put together. Got a nice fruity note to it.
No, the tannin's there. Yeah. It just hasn't had time to totally integrate.
Yeah, it hasn't bloomed yet. But overall, an excellent wine. I think very, very well done.
So
it's hard to take a young reserve cab that's been in a lot of new French oak.
Yeah, and it's
drink
hard.
It after a year after it's been bottled.
It really needs minimum two more years in the bottle before you approach this wine.
So we're theorizing where it's going to go.
And an hour of decanting and aeration. Yeah, it's almost
unfair to drink certain wines when they're that young. So, but I think this has got potential to go for quite a while. I think it's got great potential to, exceed where it is right now. But we're going to be rating the Dow Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon 2019. Well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
Again, under protest, you guys are underrating these wines.
Hey, I was with you. It was the other two. All right, so we're going to move on to our next wine. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Thank you, Bob. I'll try to talk into the mic this time.
It would be nice for once.
So the next wine in the lineup would be the Dow Bodyguard 2018. It is a blend of 59% Petit Verdot.
Wasn't that a really bad movie with Whitney Houston?
Yeah, and 41% Petite Sirah.
Bad movie?
Interesting combination.
You are a Philistine, my friend.
It's been aged for 15 months in 50% new French oak, and it clocks in at 14.7% ABV. This is the deepest, darkest, most purple, opaque wine we've had the pleasure of drinking today. It's just got a beautiful, deep, dark purple color to it.
Oh, and there's more. Please don't, if you don't mind. Where's the aerator?
The nose is definitely fragrant and fruity. There's definitely blackberry and raspberry and currant and cassis. In the back end, you definitely get some of the licorice and maybe even a little sweet pipe tobacco. Mocha. I don't really get the menthol that they talk about. Denise, did you get menthol?
No.
I really didn't get that either.
No, I really didn't.
On the palate, I agree. It's juicy. It's fleshy. It's got cherry and cranberry and strawberry and blueberry and blackberry. Little bit of dusty leather, a little bit of crushed herbs and cigar box. I really love this wine. I thought it was delicious. I thought it was really well made. I thought it had a nice medium finish. It had a beautiful mouth coating palate. It's got beautiful nose to it and complexity and layers, and the more it sits in the glass, the more it improves. Definitely improve with some aeration, and it's just something you can drink. Definitely you can kill the bottle. There was some debate as to whether or not it had a little sweetness and whether or not we could drink a case of it today, but we could definitely blow through the bottle with
no problem.
That's not a problem.
See, it stays fresh. It's not cloying. You don't feel like you have to, after a couple or one glass of this, you want to stop. You want
more. No.
Right.
That's delicious. Definitely kept me coming back.
That's what elevates it from the other ones.
I agree. Any other thoughts, Harm?
Pipe tobacco.
Yes.
I get tons of pipe tobacco on this.
I don't get tons, but I certainly get tobacco and leather and herbs.
Yeah.
And that's a really great combination. Mm. I mean, I know that I'm a little salty, but interestingly enough, and it's probably the first time I can ever say that on the nose of a wine, I get salt, ocean air salt. And
I've had that several times, but I don't get it here.
I can't really recall ever having that.
Saline note on the nose.
Yeah. And it's there. Probably softening or moving away from that. But when we first poured this wine, I thought, wow.
No. I poured fresh just now, and the saline note's definitely there. Right. But as it was sitting in my glass,
and then
it
went away. It faded. Yeah. Yeah. But then you move on to the palate. It's wonderful. And
I really didn't get that, but
I really get a long finish on this, Maury. I don't get, a medium finish for me. It lasts.
It's definitely long.
It's there.
She's right, Maury.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I just like
when
a
woman
finish.
Says it's long, let her. Yeah,
just let me have my dream.
He's confused when you say long, so we have to
we have to really
take the compliment.
We have to break it down for you.
Yeah, shut up and take it.
Yes, I'm happy to take the compliment. It's long.
Maybe it just goes so well with this lovely cheese board that Bob has offered up today. Thank you.
Yeah, I found it outside. It's just sitting on the side of the road.
Why is the knife so large, though?
On the porch.
Well, that's to keep Harm and
he doesn't have a cheese knife.
Oh, it's very large.
I want to make sure that Harm stays on his best behavior.
You're a complete bastard, and we all hate you.
Wasn't it the movie Arthur?
Hmm.
Yeah,
he's taking the knife out of the cheese. Do you think he wants some cheese? but he was really going to kill him.
Bathing is a lonely business, yes.
Good stuff here. I like this wine.
No, it's excellent wine. There's not really much else I can say about it.
It's my first time tasting this one. I'm surprised no one has brought this to me.
I'm shocked you sell this, but you don't.
I sell almost every wine on this table. It's just, I've never had the Bodyguard before. I'm surprised.
It's a beautiful bottle. They did a beautiful job on the label.
Is reminiscent of Gustav Klimt. It actually may be a work of art by Klimt. I'm not sure. Who does this?
I don't know, but it's beautiful packaging. The bottle's got some weight to it. It's got a beautiful artwork on the label.
True happiness is safety in the arms of love is on the back. It's the Dow family crest. But this piece of work of art on the front with the... like almost like a gold leaf. You remember Gustav Klimt, The Kiss?
Yeah.
It's like everybody's high school dorm poster. Okay. Yeah, this is kind of reminiscent of that.
Now we're going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Right. So
we're going to be rating the Dow Bodyguard.
College dorm.
Okay.
We're going to rate the Dow Bodyguard 2018, a well-deserved 4 sips.
Finally, I agree with you.
It's about time.
All right, so we're going to have Denise tell us about our last one.
Okay. Last but certainly not least, the Terrazas de los Andes was founded in 1996 in the province of Mendoza, Argentina, built on the site of a winery originally built in 1898. With 8 terraced vineyards located on the eastern foothills of the Andes at elevations ranging from 980 meters to 1,250 meters above sea level, each grape variety is planted at a specific altitude to take advantage of the specific climactic conditions.
That was anticlimactic to me.
So the Terrazas de los Andes Reserva High Altitude Vineyards Malbec 2018. 100% Malbec from...
He meant climatic. You know that, right?
I do.
But
anticlimactic. So it's 100% Malbec from vines ranging from 20 to 80 years old and altitudes between 1,070 meters and 1,200 meters above sea level. The grapes are macerated and fermented for 20 to 25 days. The wine is aged for 12 to 14 months and 1 to 4 used French oak and a minimum of 6 months in bottle, coming in at 14% ABV. So this wine, Maury, you were talking about the last wine being really dark and deep in color. This one is a really deep garnet color. It's really beautiful in the glass.
But is it as deep as the last one?
No.
It's women not. Prefer it deeper, right?
I know, but this one's not so deep. It just, that's how life goes. She hadn't divorced you yet,
so obviously that's a lie.
So on the nose, you definitely get these beautiful dark fruits. I think they sort of wrote in the original tasting notes that it had notes of violets, but I'm really sensitive to lilies, and I get floral notes, not necessarily violets.
I agree with you. That's a good call.
I prefer put my finger on the lily.
Violets over lilies.
You're not supposed to put your finger on. Oh, sorry.
I think I was able to differentiate the two. So I get the deep dark fruit. I get the lilies, not violets. And that's okay.
I crossed out violets, but I couldn't tell what the flower was.
Because it's not lilies. Violets, right?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. On the palate, it's beautiful. Great tannins, slightly tart. It's got a medium finish, a pleasant finish at that. And I think this is a great wine. I'm excited to be drinking it.
What do you think, Maury?
Well, as much as I hate to admit
it. That's a deep subject.
I agree with Denise. Nice wine. Improved with time in the glass. It improved with air. Definitely pleasant to drink. No flaws. I agree with you on the lilies, and I liked it. Harm?
It was just a little bit out of place in the tasting order today, so I had to cleanse my palate. But other than that, yeah, dead on, dude. Dead on. This is a really nice higher-end Malbec.
You definitely needed a palate cleanse before it, because coming off these high tannic, high fruit wines.
Yeah, Paso Cabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob, you have any thoughts?
Delicious. What can I say? It already been said. So we're going to rate the Terrazas de los Andes Reserva High Altitude Malbec 2018. 3 sips. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do us a favor and tap the follow or subscribe button.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, or Google to play podcast Sip, Suds, Smokes. We love your feedback. You can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at Sip, Suds, Smoke, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands of other fans on those social media platforms. You can also check us out on Instagram at Sip, Suds, and Smokes or at Made Man Bob. Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening online. It's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. You can check us out, Maury and myself, on Facebook at the Bourbon Mafia. Bourbon Mafia is a nonprofit organization composed of bourbon enthusiasts and industry professionals with representation in 8 states and 2 countries. Our members combine a love of bourbon with a passion for charitable work. I want to thank our co-hosts for joining us today. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you. This was a lovely lineup. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. I'll be cleaning the purple off my toes and the skin's out from between them, but it was a lovely day in the basement.
Ew, that just gives me a bad image in my head.
You know, the thing is, Maury wasn't stomping on grapes. Yeah. That's just, we don't want to know why it's like that.
Yeah, that's just, you consult a podiatrist, dude, really, honestly. Very scary. So, good day.
I was waiting for the thank you harm, Bob.
Thank you, Harm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you were eating the blue cheese.
Yeah, I was eating the blue cheese.
We have to thank you for that.
You had a mouthful of blue cheese.
God.
Oh, you were finished.
What?
Well, allow me to retort.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad wine.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.